Student's Book, pages 30 and 31. Activity 5. Listen and read. What's Marissa's Dilemma? Marissa Mobley's Dilemma by Milan Norman.
Marissa Mobley walked into the kitchen and said, "I'm home." She didn't sound happy. Mrs. Mobley looked at Marissa. "Is something wrong?" she asked. "You don't sound happy." "Oh, nothing, Mom," Marissa replied. "I just have a lot of homework." Mrs. Mobley looked worried. "Are you sure you're okay?" she asked again. Yeah, Mom. I've just been doing too much at school lately. So I'm tired, that's all," Marissa said as she walked into her room and closed the door. Marissa's brother Leo knocked on Marissa's door. "Hey, what's up?" asked Leo. "Something's wrong. I can see it in your face." "Well," said Marissa finally, "can you keep a secret? I have a problem at school. It's a real dilemma. You know Dan, right?" "Dan? Yeah, I know him," said Leo. "He's a funny guy." "Well, I don't think he's so funny, at least not this week," Marissa said. "Listen to this. He asked me to help him cheat on our math test on Friday." "What?" Leo asked. "I guess Dan's grades in math aren't very good this term," said Marissa. "If he doesn't do well in the test, he won't be able to play for the basketball team anymore. He sits next to me in math, and he knows I do well in tests. He wants me to make it easy for him to see my paper during the test."
"Seriously?" said Leo. "That's not good."
"I know," said Marissa, sounding more and more upset. "I've been thinking about it all week, and it's bothering me a lot. I'd like to help Dan, but helping him cheat really isn't helping him. I just can't do it."
"Of course you can't," her brother said. "If a boy asks you to help him cheat in a test, you should tell your teacher."
"Tell my teacher? If I do that, Dan will get into big trouble," said Marissa.
"But if you help him cheat, you'll be cheating too, Marissa," said Leo.
Marissa sighed. After a minute, she smiled and looked at her brother.
"I know," she said.
"What are you going to do?" Leo asked.
"Wait and see," Marissa answered. Then she picked up her cell phone.